Radio Show with your host, Mr. Wild Lil Archer. And I'll be Son of Sam, your commentator. Yeah, it's the Real Rap Radio Show. Everybody put your hands up and get down. With your host, Mr. Wild Lil, and you know we run the flow. 215, you know we run the town. Yeah, other radio stations, they just better fall back, cause you know we got the crown. Real Rap Radio, we got the crown. Yeah, real rap, 215, you know we got the crown. Real rap, yeah, they run the town. Wild Lil, yeah, he got the crown. 215, he hold it down. Yeah, told me to cook it up, I told him that I got it now. You should never change it down. Real rap, cause it's going down. Had us in a tri-state, guess you know it now. Followed by downtown, downtown, hot radio. Blazing you, other stations, know they gotta pay. They doing music to the game, so I'm giving you the real rap. Tune in, on hot tracks. Told you once, yes, it's going down. With your host, Mr. Wild Lil, and you know we got it now. And he hold it down. I am Son of Sam, and they know I got the crown. And I hold it down. Real rap, yeah, they got it now. Real rap, yes, it's going down. Yeah,
real rap. We live on Downtown Hop Radio. I'm your host, Wild Lil Archer, with the Real Rap Radio Show on Downtown Hop Radio. I'm a special guest on the line, Sherry Shepherd, founder and CEO of National Black Business Owners. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Thanks for calling in today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
So how is it being a CEO and founder?
It's challenging, but it's exciting all at the same time. I think when you are actually like living out your vision, it doesn't feel like work. You know, it's something when you're passionate about something, you can't help, you know, and your heart is in something, you know, even though it comes with its challenges, you know at the end of the day it's all worth it. So, you know, so I love it. There's no other place I'd rather be, nothing else I'd rather be doing.
Now, how did you get started?
Well, it's an interesting story. In 2009, I'm living here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I lost everything, right? Had to pack up and go back to Washington, D.C., but I always had these administrative skills. But I've always been passionate about being an entrepreneur, so I said, you know what? I'm going to start a virtual assistant company. Now, what I did not know was that was going to lead to a journey of education that was going to light a fire in me. I ended up with two major clients with my virtual administrative services business, U.S. Hispanic Chambers of Commerce and the U.S. Black Chambers, right? And from there, I was bombarded with all of this information, things that I just never knew. I didn't know anything about the racial wealth gap in this country until I started working with these wonderful executives that I was working with. I had no idea how small business owners could break into the corporate world until I started working for these organizations. And I just noticed that there was, you know, and when I saw the racial wealth gap in this country, I'm telling you, it made my heart sink. It made my heart sink that Black people are on the bottom of the racial wealth gap in this country. I know, you know, we understand that systemic racism has played a part in this, but I also know that we can do better. there's a big mindset shift that has to take place. But at the same time, the only way that we're going to dig ourselves out of this racial wealth gap, I believe one of the ways is through entrepreneurship, turning a profit and turning those profits into assets. So that, you know, that all of that information is what lit the fire. And from there, you know, I decided that I wanted to help entrepreneurs with a hands-on experience. Some people are very passionate. They have dreams, but they don't know how to get started. Or they have the skills, right? Say if you want to start a painting business, you know, you run across people and they know how to do the painting. They're experts at that, but they have no idea what to do as far as the operations of their business. So we wanted to come up with a solution that would help Black business owners not only start their businesses, but to help them to operate their businesses in excellence. So that's what we're all about here. So we provide technical assistance, and you know, we help them create opportunities with marketing, setting up your business, bookkeeping. We'll even help small business owners get money for their businesses if necessary. So we have a plethora of options and opportunities available to our membership.
Now, what is your ideal candidate or client?
You know, most of our members are small or startup businesses. You know, somebody who is like, hey, I don't even know whether or not I need to set up an S-Corp or an LLC. What's the difference between an LLC and an S-Corp? Or how do I keep my books? How do I, you know, what do I do? How do I even build a landing page? What about, do I need a website? So we specialize in helping startup businesses grow from beginning, and then we help them scale, and then we help them grow effectively while we're teaching them at the same time. so that, you know, one day we can kind of let go of their hands, you know, and they'll be in shape to run their own businesses. But our ideal member is usually a startup business or someone who, like I said, who has already started a business, but they don't know what to do after that, right? Okay, I know how to paint. I can pass out some flyers, but how do I even do the bookkeeping? How do I even, what about my taxes at the end of the year? So we specialize in small black business owners.
What is one of the most common mistakes you see business owners making?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes. What is the most common mistake that you see business owners making?
Oh, mixing their personal finances. That's easy. Mixing their business finances and their personal finances creates a nightmare at the end of the year. It can sometimes trigger audits. So a lot of people, because they're sole proprietors, you know, they don't do a good job of separating their personal and business finances. So, and that can get a little tricky.
And why
that's my number one problem that I have with small business owners.
And let the listeners know why it's important to keep it separate.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I just always recommend that everybody, you know, if you're a sole proprietor, you know, you might as well just go ahead and graduate and, you know, at least incorporate, if nothing else, as a single person LLC, because that will, you know, give you extra protection as well. You know, from lawsuits, and you can do things under your tax ID number rather than your social security number. So I always try to steer people in that direction, you know, or even an S corporation, depending on the situation. So.
And let them know that.
And I know you understand that. You're a businessman too. So I know you understand all that.
Yeah, I do. I had a good accountant when I first started, so he always kept me straight. So I was fortunate.
Perfect. Yes.
Now, let people know the difference of the S-Corp versus C-Corp or LLC. What's the difference in which one works for what scenario? Which one would you recommend for a scenario? Sorry about that.
Well, for most of my members, I recommend the single-person LLC, because most of my members they come in as sole proprietors. That way they can still take advantage of all those tax write-offs as you know that they took advantage of as a sole proprietor rather than incorporating as a C corporation. I think, you know, once, you know, ideally I would like for them to grow and get to the place where, you know, you can kind of transfer over into being a C corporation. But, you know, most of my members are single person LLCs, maybe one or two people top. So I always try to keep them in that LLC bracket whenever possible until, you know, as they grow and they begin to, you know, get more receipts in and get more business, then we can sit down and I connect them with one of my attorneys, or, you know, we'll do a webinar and we'll talk about whether or not it's a good opportunity, good time to kind of graduate to an S corp or maybe even a C corp.
Okay. Now, how does someone get started? Do you recommend that they come into your office, sign up on the website? How do they get started with you?
Oh, yeah, we make it easy. We make it easy. They can just go to our website at www.nbboa.org, and all of the information is right there. You can complete the form right online. We have three different membership levels available, and what you can do, once you fill out the form, you know, one of us will give them a call, and we can talk about, you know, what their plans are, exactly what's needed, because we customize. Everybody needs something different. And then we'll have a conversation from there, and there we'll kind of recommend which business, which level that we think they should come in at based on their needs. So, yeah, we're right there on the World Wide Web, the good old web.
Now, I know you probably get asked this all the time. What kind of company or what kind of business should someone start, or what's a good business to get into?
I'm sorry, can you say that last part again?
Yep. I said, I'm sure you get this all the time. What kind of company should somebody start, or what kind of business should they get into?
Oh, I think whatever they're passionate about. That's what I tell them. What is it that you love to do? Why not turn that into a business? Like, some people are creative, they're artistic. You know, listen, if you have a skill in art, you know, set yourself up an LLC and sell that art and build yourself a website, get yourself an Amazon store. I always tell them that whatever it is that they're passionate about, because you don't want to make it, you don't want it to be something you're not passionate about because it'll feel like work. You know, the thing that you already do, some people already have a side hustle. You know, if you're braiding hair in your kitchen, come on, let's make it legal. Let's make it legal so we can, you know, we can help you graduate and get out of your kitchen and get your own salon. So I say whatever it is that you're passionate about. Like, I was passionate about administration and you know, and I was already a career executive assistant, but I decided to make a business out of it.
Gotcha.
You know, whatever it is that you're passionate about, that's what you do.
Gotcha. Now, where can people find you on the web and find you on social media?
My website is www.nbboa.org. They can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/marketplacedominion and on Instagram at ig.com, of course, Black Cash Flow Official. Black Cash Flow is our television shopping network that we're birthing. So we're also going to be looking for 500 Black-owned businesses that sell products so we can help them to get their businesses out into the marketplace via Roku TV. So that's another thing that we're excited about.
Nice. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more. Sound good?
All right.
All right, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back on Downtown Hot Radio.
You're listening to Downtown Hot Radio. Be the 10th caller at 610-70-RADIO. That's 610-707-2346 for this hour's giveaway.
They always hit me up.
They're always giving away cool prizes.
And good luck from Downtown Hot Radio.
Hi, this is Arthur Demetria Bowie for Rayville, Louisiana, and you are now listening to the Real Rap Radio Show with Wileel Archer.
Pick up a copy of Southeast Region Real Estate this month, serving Charlotte, Atlanta, and Orlando. If you're looking for home or commercial rentals, or looking to buy residential or commercial properties, call Wileel Archer at 215-GO-WILEL. That's 215-469-2545.
Hi, this is Ms. Truth from Atlanta, Georgia, and you are now listening to the Real Rap Radio Show with Wileel Archer.
Yo, check this out. You are now tuned in
to the Real Rap Radio Show with Wileel Archer. Download the mobile app and follow us on all social media. Catch past episodes on podcasts and tune in radio. To be a guest, call 610-707-2346. Email at wileelarcher@yahoo.com. And for more information, go to downtownhotradio.com.
Hi, this is Ms. Truth from Atlanta, Georgia, and you are now listening to the Real Rap Radio Show with Wileel Archer.
Follow me, follow us.
Follow Wileel Archer on all social media. Download the mobile app and check out the bio at about.me/Wileel Archer. Catch past episodes of The Real Rap Show on podcast and tune in radio. To be a guest, call 610-707-2346. And you can email to WileelArcher@yahoo.com.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood from Cheryl Underwood Radio. And you're now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Wileel Archer.
I'm back on Downtown Hot Radio. I'm your host, Wileel Archer, with the Real Rap Radio Show on Downtown Hot Radio. I still have my special guest on the line, Sherry Shepherd. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Awesome. So let the listeners know some of your testimonials about helping different clients.
Well, I just posted a testimonial on our Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/blackcashflow, right? And 2 years ago, our very first member, they're Afro-Dominican, right? So they came to me and they wanted to know how, you know, start a business, you know, in what they eventually want to do is buy a building for their own auto shop. And they're called JR Mobile Mechanics. So they, you know, these are the kind of people that we deal with all the time. They're like, I don't even know how to start the business. All I know is my husband is a certified mechanic and he wants his own shop. So, you know, we walked them through the scenario, we set them up with their corporation, and they started out slow. You know, we gave them some marketing tips about social media and just getting the word out there, about their mobile mechanic shop. You know, here in Charlotte, we don't have that many mechanics that will come to you. So, you know, we did the market research and all that. It was a great business for them to start. And the other day, my brother who is like my son, you know, his car broke down while he was driving. So, of course, I'm going to go to my network of people. And I called JR Mobile Mechanic. Those are our members. And he came out to service the car, got my brother going again, you know. But I was pleased to see that they went from, you know, they're using their personal minivan, you know, with a little sign that they got made at Staples, you know. And now he's got this amazing van, you know, with the vehicle wrap. And, you know, they were able to get financing for the company. So we had to coach them through, you know, setting their business up and making sure all of their finances were straight. So when it was time to get business loan, they were qualified. So I was just you know, through the roof when he drove up with that wonderful van. And he's got customers coming every day. So this is the kind of stuff we do here. We're gonna help you set up, and we're gonna walk you through step by step what is gonna take, you know, for you to meet your goals as a business owner here. And you know, even if some people don't need as much hand holding, right? But they just want to know, hey, can you set up my LLC for me? Can you just do my bookkeeping? Can you just have somebody do my bookkeeping for me once a month? You know, and then we charge them a fee for that. But as a member, you know, you get a discounted rate, you know, for services like that. So it's you know, that's one of my favorite testimonials. But we've had people, you know, we set up their landing pages for them, gave them some marketing tips, and, you know, now they're started and they're selling T-shirts online and sweatshirts. And, you know, we get a plethora of things, but that's one of my favorite testimonies right there. That just blessed my heart when he drove up with that van, and, you know, and he's able to make the payments easily, so they're not struggling, you know, they're not out. You know, we stress to our members, you know, not to overextend yourself with bills, even when you're building business credit. So that's one of my favorite testimonies that comes to mind. But, you know, but we've helped. So I just got another, LLC back this morning from North Carolina Secretary of State. So, you know, we're here, we're helping our businesses get going and pushing them.
Nice. And then you have a launch date that you wanted to talk about?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, your launch date.
Okay, well, our launch date, we are looking to do a home television shopping network. We're always trying to come up with creative ideas to help our members, like, really push their businesses, right? So we have a home television shopping network similar to QVC, HGTV, I'm sorry, not HGTV, HSN, and but it's going to be focused on Black-owned products, right? So we're looking to launch that in the fall, and we're looking for 500 business owners who have products to sell, as T-shirts, perfume, jewelry, you know, eyewear, whatever it is, hair products. We want to see you. We want to talk to you and help you get your products out on national TV, on our IPTV network, which we're launching in the fall. If you want more information about that, please go to my website at www.nbvoa.org. Sign up for my mailing list, right? And we're going to keep you posted, and we're going to reach out to you. Or you can reach out to me on social media as well. And on my Facebook page, facebook.com/marketplacedominion, send me an inbox. Let me know that you have a product you want to sell. Our television network is going to be available in 50 million homes, and we're excited about it. And we want to launch it in the fall. And so far, because due to a few, I know we're slowly opening the country back up, but right now we can even, just like most of the television networks are doing now, we can even record everything online for the audience to view. So, you know, we have options, so we don't have to fly all over the place until COVID is all the way gone, right, to fly you into a studio. So we have ways that we can still get your product out before the masses. So very, very excited about that as well.
Now, how did you get started in that?
You know, my second love is media. I've always been passionate about media. I'm a serial entrepreneur. And back in the early 2000s, I had a Christian television network, right? So, and it was called the Restoration Network. It was here locally here in Charlotte, North Carolina. But we also had some programming on DirecTV. So, television is another passion of mine. So this was a great combination. I said, okay, my two passions, and let's blend them together and let's help these Black-owned product owners get their products out before people. So this is just something, you know, it's just another passion of mine. I went to school for communication in high school, so this has always been communications and journalism is like a second love for me.
Okay. Now, tell the listeners one fun fact about you. We know you're an entrepreneur, but let's go with one fun fact about you.
One fun fact about me? I love to laugh. I love to laugh when I don't have on professional Barbie like I do right now. I love to relax and chill, and I love to just laugh and have fun and, you know, not take life so seriously. You know, you have to learn, you know, I've been on Earth for 51 years, so I've learned to just kind of laugh at myself and, you know, take my weaknesses in stride and just improve. And I'm also, when I'm not doing business, I'm preaching the gospel. So that's what I do.
Okay. Now for 2021 and remaining of the year, what's some of your goals for the company?
Just to find those 500 business owners. That's the main thing I'm locked and loaded on right now. And help them get their products on TV. Okay. That's for the second half of 2021. That's what I'm going to be consumed with for the last half of this year.
Now, what advice would you give to someone that's on the fence? They work in a day job. They don't know if they should start because, you know, maybe capital, maybe they just now had the confidence, maybe they don't have the support, but they want to start their own business. What advice would you give them?
I would say you have to make a couple of sacrifices. I would say to start slow. If you cannot afford to pay your bills, do not quit your day job, right? You know, when I started my first business, I did it on the side and I grew my clientele. And we didn't have as many options as we do now. You know, we didn't have social media when I first started my businesses. You know, we had to get out there with flyers and knock on doors and hand out business cards. But I would take advantage of like evening networking sessions, evening networking opportunities. Start out slow. Get an ad on social media. You don't have to don't overextend yourself. But I would say just please start, because this is something you're passionate about. Start slow. Use wisdom. Save your money. Work on your credit. Right. Work on your credit. You can still incorporate. You can still get your business going. Even if you start off slow, I just always say start slow, but please get started and just be consistent. Be diligent about it. You might have to make some sacrifices in the evening, but at the end, it'll pay off. That's what I tell everybody. But I don't want anybody to overextend themselves. Don't go mortgaging your house and all that other stuff. I'd rather you work on your credit so that you can get a loan if you need it, or work on your business credit on the side, you know, separate from your from your Social Security number. You then work on those things until you're ready to step out full time in the business.
Okay. And then let's talk about business credit before you go. Let them know how important business credit is for a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know how important business credit is for a business owner.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask me another question. Okay. Business credit is pivotal, and it's something that can cause you less stress in the end. And business credit is something you're not going to hear about. I remember when I first came across business credit, I was sitting in the office here, working at Bank of America here in Charlotte. This was probably like 2003. It was a long time ago. But I remember sitting there going, I know people. Now I know all these people don't just have money to start these businesses. There's got to be a way to start these businesses. And I remember going online and looking up. I was searching for business loans or something, and I came across Build Business Credit with Dun & Bradstreet. And I said, what the heck is this? So I started looking into it, and as I began to read, I said, aha, that's what people have been doing with bad credit. And I'm like, I know there has to be a way. I think it's important that business owners educate themselves about Dun & Bradstreet, Experian Business. And I think Equifax has a business credit department now. Educate yourself on what business credit is and how you can utilize it to fund your business. It is it's something that you can build separately from your Social Security number, which is wonderful. There is a process to it. You know, you start off with smaller lines of credit and you kind of graduate to larger lines, and then eventually you can get to the cash lines of credit. But again, the main thing you need to know about building business credit through Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax, is the fact that this does not have to be under your Social Security number. There is a method to it. There are a lot of benefits to it. You can, you know, unlike personal credit, you pay your bill early, you get extra points. I wish they would do that for personal credit, but they don't. You know, there's a lot of benefits there that that you get as a business owner. That's another reason why I recommend to sole proprietors to incorporate, so that you can take advantage of these programs and to build business credit for your business, and you don't have to worry about your FICO score so much. So, you know, we try to educate everybody about business credit as well. But it's critical, and it can really help you in a crunch time. A lot of people, I believe some people, you know, even with the pandemic, what would happen if they knew about that extra line of credit that could have saved their business, or that could have helped them, you know, while waiting on a stimulus check, or waiting, you know, how many people got left out of the first wave of the PPP loans because the bigger businesses swallow them up, right? So I think it's important that you always have a cushion, you know, for your business, because, you know, business can be volatile depending on the market, depending on what's going on. So it's always good to have some little credit on the side that's separate from your personal credit.
Gotcha. And as we begin to close out, let them know where they can find you out on social media and your website.
Okay. My website is www.nbboa.org. That's National Black Business Owners Association.org, nbboa.org. You can find me on Facebook. My personal Facebook page, my public page is facebook.com/marketplacedominion. Our organization's Facebook page is facebook.com/blackcashflow. You can find me on Instagram at blackcashflowofficial. And once again, I'm Sherry Shepherd, president of the National Black Business Owners Association.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Before you go, any closing thoughts or closing remarks?
Yes. If you're passionate about business, listen, if you have a dream, you need to start it. And we can help you at the National Black Business Owners Association. Do not hesitate to reach out to us by any of those methods that I just gave you. Get on our mailing list. You know, one of our passion here is to help you grow your business, so you can grow your wealth and you can grow assets. Because at the end of the day, we want to close the racial wealth gap in this country. It is time out for us being on the bottom of it, when we are some of the most brilliant people on the face of the earth, okay? So listen, follow your dreams, follow your passion. If you need help with it, do not hesitate to reach out to us. We'll be glad to help you get started.
Awesome. I'd like to thank you so much for doing the interview today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Hold on for 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and I'll be back on Downtown Hot Radio.
Author R. Coxton from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're now listening to the Real Rap Radio Show with Waleel Archer.
What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
When the last time you heard it like this?
Catch past episodes of The Real Rap Show on our podcast. Go to Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio.
Call me to be a guest. Call 610-707-2346.
And visit us on the web at downtownhotradio.com.
Hi, this is author Ann Wooden Taylor from Little Rock, Arkansas. And you are now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Waleel Archer.
If you're looking for that special boudoir picture, call Waleel Archer Photography. 215-GO-WILEL. That's 215-469-2545. It's perfect for the anniversary or birthday gift, modeling portfolio, or media shots. Call Waleel Archer. 215-GO-WILEL. Or email WaleelArcher@yahoo.com.
Hi, this is author Salami B from Gary, Indiana, and you are now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Waleel Archer.
Wait, back in the day!
Downtown Hot Radio. Hot Radio. Home of the old school.
Old school.
Back in the day!
With new school hip-hop and R&B.
I get to hear the new as well as the old school.
To be a guest, call 610-707-2346. Listen worldwide at 351-999-5225. Download the mobile app and visit our website at downtownhotradio.com.
Hi, this is the author Michelle Kershaw from Columbia, South Carolina, and you're now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Waleel Archer.
I'm back on Downtown Hot Radio. I'm your host, Waleel Archer, with The Real Rap Radio Show on Downtown Hot Radio. Be sure to check out my segment called Give Me Your Music. This is where artists send in their music and the listeners send in honest feedback about your music. So for all my indie artists, up-and-coming artists, underground artists that wanted some honest feedback about your music, for airtime consideration, email it to downtownhotradio@yahoo.com. That's downtownhot with two T's, radio@yahoo.com. And for all my content creators looking to get your information on a radio station, Downtown Hot Radio has 49 sister radio stations. For more information, you can email me at WalilArcher@yahoo.com. That's WalilArcher@yahoo.com. And if you're looking to start or grow your own podcast show, I can help you with that as well. So that's my time today on the Real Rap Radio Show. And I see you guys next time on the Real Rap Radio Show with WalilArcher on Downtown Hot Radio.
Thank you for listening to Downtown Hot Radio.
Download the mobile app
and listen on the web at downtownhotradio.com. Call to listen worldwide at 351-999-5225.
Follow us on all social media.
And to be a guest, call 610-707-2346. It's Downtown Hot Radio.
Listen.
Go.
Thank you for listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Wailil Archer. Download the mobile app and follow us on all social media. Catch past episodes on podcasts and tune in radio. To be a guest, call 610-707-2346. Email waililarcher@yahoo.com. And for more information, go to downtownhotradio.com.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Downtown Radio. Hip hop show taking over every code. From Philly to Orlando. Yeah, we do it for my peoples in the bando.
Let's start it off like we the hottest in the tri-state. Don't get confused, these others, they know the rules. It's more than an abuse, these youngins is dropping jewels. While Lil got it locked, y'all sleeping, y'all still on snooze. Wake up, thank you for tuning in. We tryna kick up, break up these dividends. From Jersey to Philly, now we get it in. ATL to Orlando, thanks for listening. Yeah, downtown, downtown, hip-hop radio. We never letting go, no, 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 no. Downtown, downtown, hip-hop radio. They know we running shows, we running shows. In downtown, downtown, hip-hop radio. We never letting go, no, 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 no. Downtown, downtown, hip-hop radio. They know we running shows, we running shows. Downtown radio, hip-hop show taking over every code. From Philly to Orlando, yeah, we do it for the peoples in the bando. Yeah, downtown radio, hip-hop show taking over every code. Philly to Orlando, yeah, we do it for my peoples in the bando. Yeah.